We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the NOQ report, the NOQ report. I'm your host, JD Rucker, and I may here shortly, possibly, we'll see, be joined by my lovely, brilliant, talented and absolutely patriotic wife and co-host Tammy. She is on vacation, and I've been going solo, and people hate it. You guys have been telling me, man, what, you know, it's just not the same without Tammy there to keep you in line. And you guys are absolutely right. Hello to Justin in Orlando, to Pamela in Louisiana, and to Carl from Ohio. Welcome back, or unless it's your first time here, in which case, welcome back next time. Shelly from New Mexico, hi, how are you? Good stuff here. You know, it's today's topic is one that when I told Tammy, you know, she's asking, she's like, what are you talking about? And I told her, she's like, ooh, not so sure about that topic. Markia from Virginia. Hope I pronounced your name right. We'll call you Markia. We'll see. Anyway, Tara from New Mexico. Okay, that's enough. I know Markia. I've never even seen Tammy. Yeah, she's been in, you know, we've called it vacation just because, yeah, we're private people. Reality is she's been with family, and there's been some challenges that she is trying to get fixed. So I'm trying to help along. So she has been out of state for, you know, since shortly after Thanksgiving, and it's been rough, especially, you know, we've got, she is my better half. She is blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh. And so, you know, it's been rough, but we talk every day. She FaceTimes with the 3-year-old, and she talks to everybody. It's fun. It's hard on her, much harder on her than it is for me. At least I have the rest of the family here to keep me company. And of course you guys. Anyway, back to topic. Sorry. I'm just really hopeful. Please, if you're watching, Tammy, just come on. You can do it. Don't mess with your hair. Just click the link. You know, let's do this. Let's do it live. Anyway, she did say that she was, I mean, you know, it's the type of topic that can be controversial, especially when we start mixing, you know, the world of politics, the world of secular governance with concepts from the Bible. But the Bible is very clear. It talks about this type of governance. It talks about what we're experiencing today, you know, with powers, with principalities. And that's what I believe we're faced against. Just as Ephesians 6:12 clearly details, at least back in those days, I think we're seeing a variation of that today. And I'll admit, you know, I was a little caught off guard by all of this. You know, for a while, for months, Sean Hannity has talked about the deep state, right? And he says, you know, there's about in the FBI, there's probably about 30 members of the deep state. And I think he was saying it, I didn't actually hear, but the way that it was described to me is that he was saying it from the perspective of, you know, guys, there's like 30 members of the FBI, you know, managers and leaders and officers and, you know, that are part of the deep state. And he was trying to say that it's, you know, it's pretty big, but that the, you know, most of the FBI agents and everybody else, they're on the up and up and just here for law and order. Well, one of our show hosts at Freedom First Network, Dr. Michael Scheuer from Two Mike's podcast, you know, he is a former CIA station chief, I believe is what he was, in Afghanistan. He was charged with seeking and finding, okay, Osama bin Laden. This guy, he knows the deep state. He's very well aware of it. He's been he's fought it his entire professional career. And now as a civilian, he's continuing to do the same. But then he always said, you look, Hanny's way off. 30. It's most of them, I believe is the proper verbiage. I don't want to misquote him, but he said most of them. Most of them are either willfully complicit, and he's referring, you know, with agents, for example, you know, special agents, agents of the FBI, people who they're there, they do what they're supposed to do, even if they might think, you know, this is kind of wrong. This is not the right way to do it. He still says, yeah, but they're still participating. And the vast majority of leadership within the entire organization, it's not just the FBI, it's the CIA, it's the NSA, the deep state, as he calls it, as all of us call it, is huge. And yeah, I've come to grips with that now. People like to say that Attorney General William Barr, who said, oh, there's no voter fraud. You know, he said that before, and then he kind of backtracked. But then today he's like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, there's no need to go after the voting machines, nothing to see there. It's clear to anybody who's been watching, who's been paying close enough attention to this, that yes, he is acting on behalf of the deep state. And he's doing everything within his power as Attorney General, as the head of the Department of Justice. He's doing everything that he possibly can to suppress the truth about voter fraud. He is their inside man. He's not alone. You know, unfortunately, there are a lot of inside men and women inside of the local level, the state level, city level, county level, and yes, the federal level. Even in the White House, even trusted advisors. Now, this is the part where I myself might even join in on some of the lampooning that is currently being done by many on the left and even some on the right. Oh, great. Now Barr's part of the swamp. And now, oh, you're probably going to say Mark Meadows is part of the swamp, you know, chief of staff, White House chief of staff. And you're probably going to say that maybe Rudy is compromised. And you're going to say that it's like the whole FBI and most of the CIA and almost all the NSA. And you're going to say that it's Republicans, you know, Mitch McConnell and everybody. Yeah. Not Rudy. I threw his name in there. I think Rudy is firmly on the president's side, but there's a potential for everybody else on that list. And it's bigger than we thought, but it's not just those people. The powers and principalities that we're facing, and you can call it, you know, look, if you're not a Bible believer, or if you're a Bible believer who doesn't want to equate what we're seeing with anything biblical, I understand. That's fine. You know, call it the New World Order, call it the American version of the New World Order, call it the swamp if you want to keep it as mainstream as possible. It's just a swamp. Well, this swamp that is participating in this voter fraud, that has been participating in not just the voter fraud itself, but arguably the bigger crime of covering it up, it is huge. Guys, I'm sorry. I pride myself on keeping my finger on as many pulses as possible when it comes to politics, governance, faith, culture. I mean, I live, eat, and breathe this stuff day in, day out. And I am shocked. I was wrong. I was wrong. I mean, that's all there is to it. I was wrong. I thought it was huge. Okay? I thought it was tremendous. And my expectation of how huge and tremendous this conspiracy is, it's matters of magnitude higher, bigger. It is so widespread. And again, it's not just in government either. It's not just in law enforcement. We're seeing it. We're probably literally seeing it right now. Or actually, I should say many of you aren't seeing it. And that's in the form of YouTube. I would imagine. I don't see any YouTube chats. I would imagine that we are being censored currently because we used the F word. No, not that F word. We mentioned fraud in YouTube. If anybody's seeing this on YouTube, you know, I know it's not our biggest channel. I haven't focused on YouTube ever. You know, can't wait till Rumble finally has streaming available. But yes, Mike Kinger asks if that's a Yeti mic. It is. It is a Yeti mic thing. Good eye. Good eye. I like that. Sorry, distracted because it said Yeti. I thought, oh my gosh, now we're talking conspiracy. Oh, Yeti mic. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything from YouTube. So I'm assuming we're suppressed. We are censored. We mentioned the F word, the word fraud. So the video, the live stream is certainly cut off, and my YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, is probably gone. It's probably gotten our second strike. We already got a strike for some kind of bullying that we did when I was interviewing a congressional candidate a few months ago. It came way after the fact. Oh, good. 24/7 Dawn Patrol says we can see you. So we're not being censored, but we are being suppressed because there should. Oh, there's another one. Okay, yeah. So there are some people. But yeah, it is being suppressed. We've been getting suppressed by YouTube for a while. Some of our videos used to get 5, 10, 15,000. It's not big. Okay, we just started the YouTube channel. Again, I've never focused on it, but you know, we would get some views lately. You know, if we get 100, we're lucky. But I don't care because we're getting, you know, 20, 30,000 on Facebook, a few thousand on Periscope. We're getting some from Twitch. And of course, the main venue for this show. Those of you who watch video, you may not know that the recording of this on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Pandora, the actual podcast version of this, that's where we get the bulk of our shows. We just found out the other day we are the number one news commentary show in Cyprus. Yep, Cyprus. Yeah, we're doing our best. Yeah, we're trying to expose the truth. And, you know, if there was five of you, I would do this. Okay? This isn't about, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I'm Rush Limbaugh. I don't care about being Rush Limbaugh. I don't want to be Tucker Carlson. As you can tell, it's not like, I mean, I'm sitting on a couch. But that's okay, because the truth has to get out. This is for me, and this is for you guys, but it's mostly for me. This is therapeutic. I get to talk about this stuff. I get to answer questions. I get to learn quite a bit. I mean, there are so many things that I learned just from reading the chats of these, just by getting the comments over at Knock Report. And by the way, I mentioned Apple Podcasts. One thing to note, if you do use Apple Podcasts, please find NOQ Report on Apple Podcasts and subscribe to us, because that is how we expand our reach. It doesn't go by anything else. I learned this the hard way. You know, it's not about getting reviews. It's not about getting, you know, more people to listen. It's just about subscribers. They use a 7-day scale, a rolling scale, where, you know, the more subscribers you get during the last 7 days, the higher up in the rankings you go. You know, we've been up there in the top 20, top 30 before. We've fallen down close to 200 before. I gave up on keeping track because it happens every day. But if you do want to help, find us on Apple Podcasts. It does help quite a bit. Now, yeah, we do need to talk about this stuff. We need to connect. And 24/7 Dawn Patrol asks if we have a BitChute channel. So the reason we went with Rumble, we may end up doing BitChute as well. The challenge that I had, I created a BitChute channel like, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago. It's been a while. And we were trying to, we've been trying to escape YouTube, Facebook, Twitter forever. Okay. But that's where the audience is right now. So not so much YouTube. Again, our YouTube audience has dwindled. Facebook has gone up. Periscope has gone up, which is Twitter, which is ending March 31st or whatever, but we'll see what happens with all of that stuff. But the challenge with BitChute is that the embeds on my website, noqreport.com, were slow. Like, people were complaining. We would put all their videos there. We would embed the video from BitChute, and people would click play, and they'd think that it was a broken video because the video wouldn't start playing for like 10 minutes. I'm sorry, 10 seconds. Sorry, not 10 minutes. I wouldn't have waited 10 minutes. No, it would take like 10, 15 seconds for the video to even start playing after pushing play. And so we switched up to Parler. Parler's been doing nicely. We should put it on BitChute as well. So that's to answer that question. Because, again, we don't know who's part of this. It's growing. Who is part of this conspiracy? We know that the big tech companies are Google, / YouTube, and they absolutely despise us. I am so proud that the majority of our search traffic at Knock Report comes from DuckDuckGo. Google, they don't like us. They used to. Oh, they used to like us a lot. We used to get really strong placement. It used to be one of our top 10 traffic drivers, you know, to the website. And back, I believe it was around May of this year, You know, I mean, they just had enough with us talking about crazy ideas like hydroxychloroquine, like climate change possibly being, you know, not the reason for the Australian bushfires. We got a hit by that on Facebook as well. You know, talking about saying that name that shall not be mentioned. You know, we had about 35 articles about Eric Charamella, the Ukrainian whistleblower. You're not supposed to say his name. Okay, so that's not how we roll. We say the names. We say the truth. We talk about people. And if we're wrong, we're wrong. And we acknowledge that we're wrong. We're usually not. And we're not wrong about this voter fraud nor the cover-up. It does happen. And if Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, if they want to suppress us, we'll push Rumble. We'll push Apple. And if they start to suppress us, not that I don't think Rumble ever would, but let's say Apple or Spotify or one of those, they start to suppress us, we'll find something else. Can you hold us back? Sure. Can you hold back anybody? Absolutely. They're holding back the president of the United States. I saw a note today over at Newsbusters that the president and the Trump campaign have been censored, had warning labels placed on their tweets like 560 times. And the total for the Biden campaign or Joe Biden himself, zero, of course, because they're part of this conspiracy. And we keep saying conspiracy. I want to be clear about something. People will often say, oh, you know, it's, you don't say conspiracy because that people associate that with conspiracy theory. I don't care. Okay. I don't care anymore. I can't. Because everything I say now, if I say that COVID-19 has like a 99.996% recovery rate for people under the age of 40, that's a conspiracy theory. Who knew? I thought it was a fact. If I say Eric Charamella was likely the whistleblower and he had a beef with President Trump from the beginning of the administration and that he participated in trying to stop President Trump from becoming president even before the 2016 election, if I say such things, those are conspiracy theories. I can't say anything that's not. If I say hydroxychloroquine will be panned only until the election, then afterwards they'll be like, oh, wait, no, hydroxychloroquine's okay, which is exactly what happened. But when I said it before, that was a conspiracy theory. So I'm done with trying to avoid the conspiracy theory tag. Okay. What am I going to just say nothing? Am I going to be milquetoast like Washington Examiner or Fox News, veer to the left like Daily Caller, some of these other sites? We have enough of that. We have enough. The multitudes of minions currently working under the powers and principalities is much bigger than I ever expected. It is most, if not essentially the entirety, the statistically impossible entirety of mainstream media is a part of this plan to cover up voter fraud. Folks, we've seen 100 times more examples of voter fraud, clear evidence, sworn affidavits, videos, analyses. We've seen enough evidence to say beyond a shadow of a doubt that it happened. Now, you can argue, well, but it wasn't enough to sway the election. Okay, let's have that debate. Let's do some math. But that's not even what, that's not what they're saying. They're saying there was none. They are suppressing anything that says that there was voter fraud, even though that is a 100% fact. It is real. There was voter fraud. There was voter fraud. Okay. If you deny it, there's two things possible. Either you deny it and you haven't looked at the evidence and you're just echoing the common accepted narrative being pushed by big tech and mainstream media, in which case you're a fool. Or if you have actually looked at the evidence and you think that there was no voter fraud, you're just an idiot. Okay. I'm talking to you, Jake Tapper. I'm talking to you, whoever. I mean, everybody. Anybody who claims there's no, if you're in media and you still claim that voter fraud is what, it's disputed or didn't exist, or it's, you know, what's the baseless accusations? You're literally lying or stupid, one or the other. You're not telling the truth. Not telling the truth at all. Arian Targaryen. It's an interesting name. From YouTube. Okay, so YouTube hasn't killed us off yet. Plenty of conspiracy theories have turned out to be true. They have indeed. I remember, you know, they were saying that the concept that people were talking, even Shia LaBeouf was talking about, oh, you know, the NSA, they spy on us ever since 9/11. You know, he got ridiculed for saying that. And then like a year later, Edward Snowden. Yeah. Simone on Periscope notes that that term conspiracy theory, was made up by CIA after Kennedy's assassination. Here's the funny part. So that concept that this was made up by the CIA has been debunked. If you go to certain places, you know, fact checkers, they now say that, oh, there's this concept, there's this notion that was spread on Facebook in 2014 or whatever, that says that that the phrase conspiracy theory was a term that was manufactured by the CIA, and then it was permeated across the media, and the whole idea was to try to, you know, it was to cast aspersions on the idea. You know, it gives you an instant way of gaslighting the concept. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. It's supposed to be a pejorative, right? You know, let's make that a pejorative. That way people won't believe in it. Well, that's been quote unquote debunked. Okay. Except it hasn't been, and it is real. That is legit. I mean, they were talking about this. There's video footage of them talking about it from like the 50s or the 60s. Okay. Saying that we, you know, this is part of the plan. The testimony was from the 70s, but it was regarding the 60s when they decided, you know, we have to be able to cover things up. And the way that we can do that is to essentially gaslight. Okay, this is the, you know, textbook definition of gaslighting. Make people that say certain things, make them look crazy to their peers and make them feel crazy in their own minds. Oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. You're just a conspiracy theorist. You're a nut. You're just a nut if you think that coronavirus has not killed, you know, whatever, 250,000 Americans. Okay. No, that's, you know, well, no, actually it's been debunked, you know, or it's been proven, you know, like there's that, you know, that, what studies? That's what they'll ask. Oh, you've read those studies. Which studies? Well, like the one from the Colorado County that two of the six recent coronavirus deaths there were actually gunshot wounds, but they were still labeled as coronavirus deaths. Oh, no, no, that's been debunked. No, 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 it hasn't. It's a fact. It's confirmed. Like they've switched them back now, but they, no, 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 that's debunked. Everything's debunked. Everything's debunked. Okay. If everything's debunked, there isn't a truth. And that's kind of what we're heading towards with all of this. That's where they're pushing us with all this talk about the Great Reset, with this push towards modern monetary theory. You know, I posted an article yesterday, and I'm disappointed. It actually didn't get nearly as much chatter as I expected it, because it was basically making the claim one of the reasons that these checks, stimulus checks, $600, one of the reasons that they are so small is because eventually they're going to start to get bigger. They're going to creep them up, right? And the only way they can do that is by implementing modern monetary theory, essentially establishing the predicate for hyperinflation and making it to where the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. It's no longer the petrodollar. You can trade oil in any other currency. They'll start looking at the euro or Bitcoin or something else, you know, and eventually even that, cryptocurrencies will be taken over. I mean, it was just, again, it was a series of conspiracy theories, right? But that's what we're facing. We're facing the swamp. We're facing the Great Reset. We're facing the Chinese Communist Party taking over the United States government. We're facing things that don't make any sense. And yet, they're here. And they're happening. I had a long discussion. It wasn't long. I had a medium-length discussion with a good friend of mine, co-founder of the Freedom First Network, Jeff Dornick. Today we talked about, you know, a little bit about this whole concept. He had a friend who was saying, hey, look, you know, we can demonstrate that they have these cards in the Dominion voting machines, right? We can, these cards are essentially Wi-Fi cards or something to that effect, or 5G cards, you know, 4G. So I don't know, whatever. So they were some kind of cards that allowed them to be manipulated. I said, look, man, no, I don't doubt it. Could be, couldn't be. But even proving it still proves nothing because of the conspiracy, because of the fact that this cover-up is so rampant, it's so widespread right now. So we are not faced with a shortage of evidence. There are 700 ways that this election could have been hacked. Okay, so being able to say, oh, but they also could have been hacked like this, that's not going to benefit us. There's no need to research it. This is essentially what I told them. Because we've already demonstrated that. We've demonstrated, you know, you had Chris Krebs before Senate. Everybody was talking about how, oh, he just demolished the Republicans and Ron Johnson, and he made them look like fools by saying there was no voter fraud. This is the same guy whose job was cybersecurity for the United States government during a time, during an eight-month period in which foreign powers, probably Russia, possibly even China, were in the Pentagon's systems, all five branches of the military, the White House itself. The SolarWinds hack happened on his watch. He had one job, make sure that the SolarWinds hack doesn't happen. And he let it happen, and it was ongoing under his nose for months. And we're supposed to believe him, oh, yeah, but there's no voter fraud. There's no, you know, there's no technological voter fraud. This is the safest, most secure, I think was where some words. But even he admitted that they have determined that, yes, many, if not most, if not all, of the Dominion voting machines were connected to the internet. And how much press coverage did that get? How many tweets did that get? How much was that posted on Facebook? How many podcasts have been done about it? None. Nobody's talking about it. We have to have the MOAB. I've talked about that before as well. The mother of all bombshells. We've demonstrated that voter fraud is possible. We've demonstrated that it's happened. We've demonstrated that from a statistical analysis, it's impossible for Joe Biden to have won. All of these things have been demonstrated. Getting anybody to listen in mainstream media, at state legislators, who have been generally more receptive, but in the courts, anybody who can do anything about this, they won't listen. They're covering their ears, covering their eyes, covering their mouths. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That is what's happening, which means that we need the MOAB, the mother of all bombshells. We need the Dominion servers, or the data from the Dominion servers in the SolarWinds servers that were hopefully, Lord willing, hopefully confiscated by the Texas Rangers, U.S. Marshals, and FBI, and not destroyed by the FBI last week. Hopefully that's there. Hopefully that's the MOAB or something. I don't care. I don't want to be right about this. I just want it to happen. Whatever the MOAB is, whatever. And what is the MOAB? It is evidence. And not just evidence of potential fraud. Evidence of direct, unambiguous, inexplicable, or not, I shouldn't say inexplicable, definitely explicable, but voter fraud that we can say, look, in Pennsylvania, we can see that 414,397 votes for President Trump were either removed or switched. And here's the evidence that shows that exactly. Here's the data that was sent by Dominion, that was collected by Dominion. Here's the data that Dominion then sent out to the tabulators. And they're different. And they're different by this margin. And it's, you cannot deny it. And you're not going to get that through a forensic audit. You're going to get some. And I'm not saying we shouldn't push for them. And that may be the MOAB. You know what happened in Antrim County? got a nice retweet from President Trump through good buddy Mindy Robinson. She tweeted, you know, she had made a tweet about the what was happening in Nevada, how it was identical, you know, the data that they had discussed back on December 3rd. Okay, December 3rd, before the Antrim County report came out, December 3rd, they said, look, this is what happened with the data. Okay, this is what happened. This is how the voting machines were hacked. That was testimony. Widely ignored. I didn't even cover it. I tried to cover all of it. Then the Antrim report comes out, and Mindy's like, you look at these two, and it's like, what Nevada was saying happened then on December 3rd, well, during the election, but they reported on December 3rd, it was a little, you know, skeptical, except if you compare it to the Antrim report, which came out later, Antrim County report, it's identical. So we need to audit those machines as well. Forensic audit. Do the same thing they did in Antrim County. That's what she was calling for. I wrote up an article, quoted her tweet. I tweeted it. She tweeted it. President Trump retweeted it. The point I'm trying to get at is that maybe that's where it comes through. Maybe it's through the forensic audits. Maybe it has nothing to do with Dominion. Maybe it's something else. Whatever it is, we have accumulated enough evidence to call this election into doubt, to contest it thoroughly, to make it seem unlikely that Joe Biden could have possibly won. That evidence is there in thousands of affidavits, videos, reports, statistical analyses. None of it's breaking through, which is why we need. The only way we can break through this strong delusion that is over, apparently, most of America is with the Moab, in my humble opinion. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some other way. That's all I'm seeing. Now, people ask, you know, so we got to wait for something to happen. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean we stop. We keep exposing the truth. Okay, this podcast is not bringing the Moab any closer, I don't think, to happening, but I'm still going to do it. Still going to be posting 10, 15, 20 articles a day over in Knock Report, because we still have to fight the good fight. But we do also have to understand that if we are faced against powers and principalities, then only God can make this work. And I've said before, a Bible verse, I've talked about it two or three times, not a verse, it was actually two and a half chapters, in the book of Judges, chapter 6-8, the story of Gideon, very telling. I'm not going to tell the whole story. You read it. It's very important. We could be seeing that now because so many conservatives, so many Trump supporters are losing hope. That may not be a bad thing, because that means that if and when it does happen, if we pull this out, it won't be we who are pulling it out. It will be miraculous. It will be God. And people will know this, especially if it happens on or near the 6th. Or let's say the 6th comes and goes, and it's like, okay, now it's definitely over. There's nothing that can be done between the 6th and the 20th. And then, something happens. That's a miracle. That's God. It's not us. It's not Rudy. It's not City. It's not Linwood. I pray he's doing. I appreciate what journalists are doing. Appreciate what patriots are doing. People on Twitter, everybody. We're fighting. We keep fighting. We're not losing hope. Well, I shouldn't say we're not losing hope. A lot of people are losing hope. I'm still 85 to 90%. Okay. Because I know that if God wills it, it will happen no matter what they do. Powers, principalities, New World Order, Deep State Swamp, John Brennan, Jim Comey, okay, Bill Barr, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chinese Communist Party, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, whoever. You put them all together, and they're still itty-bitty little grains of sand compared to what God can do. And if he does will it, it will happen, no matter what they do. We are seeing, again, a lot of people losing hope. And so when it does come around, it's going to be wonderful, miraculous. And if it doesn't come around, if God's will is for Joe Biden to be president, okay, so we move forward. But I'm not even going to address that possibility. Like I said, I gave a 10, 15% chance just for the sake of it is possible, so we have to acknowledge that. But to me, the Moab will come or something. Call me foolish. Call me ignorant. But I do know this, even if you take out the faith aspect of it and just look at it logically, we have the truth on our side. The more we can get the truth out, the more people will realize, wow, Mainstream media is lying to us. Big tech's lying to us. FBI, CIA, NSA, they're all lying to us. Many people, all the Democrats and many Republicans, they're lying to us. Mitch McConnell is lying to us. Okay? Mitch McConnell is just as bad as Nancy Pelosi. Oh, but he gave us the judges. Okay, he did his job. He's Senate Majority Leader. He's supposed to put judges on the docket and people vote on it. It's not like he like did some amazing, you know, tradecraft to you know, voodoo all over the judges. No, he did his job. Okay, he would make a good middle manager, good at logistics, great at keeping track of his schedule and his emails. Yeah, he's a good fundraiser. I get it. But you know what? I'm kind of done fundraising with and for the Republican Party anyway. That's a whole other discussion for another day. Claire Earhart says, I am already shocked at the corruption. Yeah, it's pretty big. I should, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I'll read these and I'll like scroll up in the chat and realize they weren't talking about what I was talking about, but I still agreed with them. Okay. Remember, they called Sidney Powell crazy. That is their way. That is their way. It's gaslighting. They want gaslighting is literally trying to make people feel that their ideas that they're certain about are crazy, which makes them crazy. I mean, that's if you want to break down what gaslighting is, it's misused by media and social media users all the time. So many terms that have just been butchered. You know, people say, well, you know, it begs the question. Well, no, it doesn't. You're saying it raises the question. 99 times out of 100, somebody says it begs the question. You know, they're actually saying, or they're insinuating that they're trying to say it raises the question. To beg the question is not what that means. Begging the question is it's a logical fallacy in debate. It's a logical fallacy. You know, the term actually literally means essentially taking the conclusion, using that as the premise for your argument that's going to reach the conclusion. That's begging the question, you know. But whatever, I'm not going to dwell. That's silly stuff. Let's see. Jennifer Whitaker in Facebook says, look on YouTube and find Edward Solomon. He has been working on each state and has proven with the numbers there was fraud. He's shown it. Proves how it was done. It's the algorithm. He has completed Georgia and Pennsylvania. He's working with Sidney Powell and the Trump team. And maybe they're, you know, I keep saying Dominion. I keep saying Solar Winds. I keep saying Moab. Maybe the Moab is something. Maybe I'm being too cynical when I say, guys, we've already seen enough evidence. We're not going to sway them with piecemeal evidence. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is going to take Edward Solomon's of the world. Maybe it's going to take people just getting out there and waking everybody up and saying, call your senators, call your House of Representative members, call your local legislators, fax, email, call, tweet, call, Facebook, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody you know, tell everybody. Mainstream media is not going to tell them. Big tech is not going to allow them to know. We must fight through this. We must be strong. This is tougher than anything. This is bigger than us. The reason I keep referring to principalities and powers is because we have to acknowledge it's bigger than us. We have to break through it, but we still have to do our part. We have to keep fighting. Yeah, we're facing, you know, yeah, that's a good question. Christy says gaslighting is very common in abusive relationships. That's exactly. I mean, gaslighting is a psychological term that does. I mean, it is specifically like when we say media is gaslighting, politicians are gaslighting. The origin of the phrase, the term gaslighting, is it comes from interpersonal relationships. It's that abusive, you know, that abusive husband who you know, makes the wife feel crazy, or vice versa. It's not just the, you know, one way. It can go both ways, but you know. It's like, you know, wife says, hey, you're supposed to take out the garbage, but it's full. He's like, no, I wasn't supposed to take out the garbage. You said that you were going to take out the garbage. No, I told you Tuesday, take out the garbage. Like, honey, I've got a photographic memory. If you had told me Tuesday to take out the garbage, I would have. Clearly, you are mistaken. That's a very clumsy example of what gaslighting is, but that's what it is. And that's what they do to us. That's what they do to they're trying to do to us right now. Yes, Joel. So, and that's the other thing. I've avoided the executive order talk. I want this to be, I don't know, elegant. And executive orders are anything but elegant. Executive orders are ham-fisted. Okay. But the 2018 executive order on foreign interference in elections, as Joel Pembroke from Facebook says, it can be used up until January 20th. He is absolutely correct. There are a lot of potential mobs out there, which again is why, I mean, I'm not concerned. Sean Clancy says 40,000 illegal absentee ballots proven in front of Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judges agree about, and then claim, and then claim latches. Okay, so I'm not gonna. It's L-A-C-H-E-S. Okay, and oh no, he's not asking what it means. Okay. I don't want to get into that because I end up. I don't want to get into terminology. How about a joke? It's a relevant joke to the deep state. It's a joke that I heard yesterday. You've probably heard it before. I want to go and throw this out there because otherwise I keep thinking about it. It keeps making me I'm that weird guy. I'll take a joke and I'll like analyze it a bit and maybe see if I can improve on it. Not that I'm funny because I'm not, except my wife laughs. As long as I can make her laugh, I don't care about anybody else. Anyway, so there was this experiment. They wanted to see the tactics of the various intelligence agencies out there, this group. And so they brought the FBI, the CIA, and the KGB, which I know technically doesn't exist. The old KGB, they brought them to an island. We'll say it's back in the 70s to make it sound legit. Back in the 70s, they brought them to an island, and they had these rabbits. They said, okay, so we're going to monitor. All you've got to do is go bring us a rabbit, and we're going to monitor the process. And so the FBI goes out, and they come back about half an hour later. They're like, "Yeah, so we found a rabbit, but man, he was coked up, and he was probably on PCP. So you know, he was attacked us. So we had to shoot him. Yeah, had a gun. We had to shoot him." Then CIA comes back a few hours later. And they don't have anything. And it's like, well, you know, where's the rabbit? It's like, well, so, you know, we invested $23 million into a program to study, you know, to analyze, to figure out what exactly was going on, to track the habits of the rabbits, to understand, you know, what they're going on. And after this study, we've come to the conclusion that there are no rabbits. And then, you know, next day, the KGB shows up with a fox. Fox is all bloody. You know, beaten down, has ears taped to his head, and KGB hits him in the back of the head, and the fox says, okay, yes, I am the rabbit. I am a rabbit. I'm a rabbit. A question from Christy. Do you think there are enough loyal politicians for January 6th? Honestly, so, okay, and let's put that question. And I noticed there's no LOLs, so it must have been a terrible joke. I really am not that funny at all. Even though my variation of the joke added the Mossad at the end saying, you know, and then 30 years later, it's revealed that the Mossad had found all the rabbits and had converted them into agents. So Chrissy asks, do you think there are enough loyal politicians for January 6th? There doesn't need to be enough. There needs to be one on each side, and there needs to be a bombshell. Okay, one on each side being the House and the Senate. Let's break down how the process goes. January 6th comes along as a joint session between House and Senate. They need, you know, as the votes come in, every envelope in alphabetical order has the electors. Mike Pence opens them, you know, all sorts of ceremony. And when they get to the contested states, at least one senator and one congressman have to object. If they do, then there's a two-hour debate. The chambers split back up again. House debates, Senate debates, they say, okay, do we, you know, what do we do with these? Do we approve them or do we not? And they come back together and they approve them. Christie's asking, so do we have the one on each side? I'm almost certain we will. Okay. You know, House, we're fine. Matt Gaetz, Mo Brooks, we've got a few options there. Senate side, you know, got Tuberville says he will. It'll be his second day in office, or first day maybe. You got, you know, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, there's a possibility of several, hopefully at least one of them steps up. If not, then it is over. But okay, But the question is, you know, do we have enough to overturn? Because then it has to be a vote. Do they accept Pennsylvania's slate of electors for Joe Biden or not? And no, we don't have enough, not even close. Mitch McConnell's fighting it. Forget about, you know, the House. When you, we, if we, let's say two-thirds of the Republicans in the House will vote against, that's still, we still lose by a mile. Or vote against that slate. And in the Senate, you know, at this stage, if nothing else drops, I'd be shocked if we had 10. 10. It'll be 90 against, 90 in support of Joe Biden. Again, that's what Mitch McConnell wants. Don't get me started on him. Anyway, yeah, January 6th, the only thing that can happen is the Moab. If we have the Moab beforehand, if we have a bombshell that people simply cannot legitimately dispute, I'm sure that lead stories, the Facebook fact checker, they'll find something. Well, technically speaking, you know, we cannot verify that the nuances of the algorithm in the third quadrant on section 64 of in the Milky Way and whatever. I mean, you know, they'll find some way to fight it. But if it's a big enough, if it's big enough Moab, if it's a big enough drop of evidence, which is why, like I said, I keep looking to solar winds. Keep looking to solar winds. If it's big enough, then it needs to be big enough to not just sway the people, to not just make even CNN report on it. It has to be big enough that Nancy Pelosi would look like a fool. She would look like a Parson tool if she doesn't fix it. Okay. This isn't, you know, let's figure out a way to whittle them down. This has to be bam. It's done. Joe Biden cheated. Here's you can't deny it. The evidence is clear. I know you've denied thousands of pieces of evidence before this, but now this Moab, this huge piece of data, this clear demonstration of voter fraud, now if you deny it, then you are in trouble, Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or Mitch McConnell. Even you guys can't deny it, because if you do, then we'll know, okay, you're a hack, you're probably part of it, and you need to go, period. Even AOC, if the truth is very clear, I don't like her, I don't respect her, but I believe that if the evidence says, yeah, for certain, Joe Biden cheated, or somebody cheated on his behalf, then she'll be like, yeah, you know, this is what we get, okay? This is what we get with the Democratic establishment, okay? They could have just won it outright with Bernie Sanders. Instead, they had to try to cheat with Joe Biden, okay? We need new leadership. Who would have to rule on the Moab? So that's a good question. Not necessarily anybody has to rule on it. This doesn't have to go through the Supreme Court. Again, at this point, it has to be convincing enough to make Congress act and say, no, we're not going to take this slate of electors in these seven states. We're going to take this slate. The slate being Trump's. Seven states have alternate electors. And yes, there is precedence. 1960 is the precedent for the alternate elector slate to win, to be counted. Okay, going in the 1960 election, the winner was declared to be Richard Nixon. But it was close, and there was a recount, there was legal actions, and just in case, Democrats sent electors also for John F. Kennedy. They were the alternate slate. But Nixon had won the state. They threw out his electors and accepted Kennedy's, because during the recount, it was determined that Kennedy had won. So we don't need a ruling. We need a 50% plus one in the House, 50% plus one in the Senate to say, you know, either throw out all of the ballots for that particular state, which is possible, or we'll accept the alternate slate of electors. Then we get into tricky math, because again, it's 50% plus one as well for the electors themselves. So if they say they throw out Pennsylvania, the Republican electors, but they won't allow the Democrat electors. Now, all of a sudden, the total number of electoral votes drops to 518. So instead of the magic number of 270, now the magic number is 260, okay? Because the denominator changes to get to 50% of the electors plus one would be 260. And let's say that then, you know, Wisconsin and let's for easy, most likely scenarios would be Georgia and Michigan, okay? Let's say those two flip. I believe that comes to 32 electoral votes, okay? Remember, at this point, with Pennsylvania out, that puts us at, you know, the magic number is now 260. President Trump is at 232. You add in Georgia, you add in Michigan, and that puts him at 264. He wins. Now, if neither win, sorry, just got a semi-important text. Funny stuff. Soon to be guest, actually. Not my wife. I'm hoping to get her here soon. Bottom line is that to answer Chrissy's question, it's do we have enough? No. Can there be enough? Yes, but it will take the Moab. Claire Earhart says MSM will only continue to lie and censor. That's true. This is why it has to be big enough. You know, we saw with Hunter Biden's story that it was, yeah, it should have been big enough. And yet they still continued to censor, but even they couldn't censor it all the way. And that was different, though. This is bigger. If we get clear voter fraud, word will spread through word of mouth. We will get the word out. If I have to go by bullhorns and have people go out to every major city and say, wake up, you stupid sheep. I shouldn't say stupid. Wake up, you misled sheep. Okay? Wake up. There was voter fraud. The evidence is there. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News are covering up. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube are pretending it doesn't exist, but it's real. Here's what you need to know. If we need to get literally a town crier in every major city, let's do that. But we don't need to convince the people, though, is the funny part. If the evidence is big enough, then we just have to scream and yell and protest to Capitol Hill, to Democrats and rhinos, to Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. They won't like it. They won't like it. Can't they still rule against it despite the Moab? Yeah, I mean, they could. Okay? It's possible. I mean, we've had, like I said, if you had said, okay, so JD, here's what's going to happen, okay? The election's going to look like it's going Trump's way, then it's going to switch. Okay? If you're telling me this before the election, it's going to switch, but here's a list of all the evidence. I'm go ahead and sit down for the next 8-10 hours, read through it, examine it, and you tell me, is this going to be enough to sway the courts? Based upon the evidence that we currently have, forget the Moab, just the evidence that we've currently seen. I would look at that and said, well, yeah. I mean, only a fool could not look at this and say, yeah, this was a stolen election. This is a coup attempt. This is clear. This is, don't worry about it. If this is the evidence we can collect, go ahead, let them try. I would have thought that. Again, because I underestimated the power of the powers, the principalities, New World Order, Deep State, the Swamp, whatever you want to call it, Chinese Communist Party, George Soros, Michael Bloomberg, Iran, Democrats, DNC, neo-Marxists everywhere, I would have underestimated. I wouldn't have known. So we have seen enough evidence. They have seen enough evidence. And even Devin Nunes yesterday was saying, well, you know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I still have to look at the evidence. Okay, Devin, it's almost Christmas. This fight has been going on for a month and a half. I like Devin Nunes, okay? But how could you possibly say, oh, I need to see if there's enough evidence? There's enough evidence, Devin, Congressman. Too much evidence. If anything, we've had an overflow of evidence. You know, sometimes the really, really good evidence gets buried beneath the mediocre evidence. It happens. Let's see. We cannot rely on the House or it's too much corruption. Yes, but again, so that's from Everett, you know, on Facebook. Yes, you're right. But if the evidence is big enough. That's why I keep referring to Moab. Moab is not going to be like, oh my gosh, look, here's a video from Georgia. That was a bombshell, but it wasn't the mother of all bombshells. Oh, we just need a forensic analysis, like in Antrim County. Okay, yeah, that was a bombshell, but it wasn't a big enough bombshell. It wasn't the mother of all bombshells. We need something that is incontrovertible. So, and then we need to do our part to make sure that they know that we know. They still think they can cover this up. They still think that they can damage our spirits to the point that we won't push it after the election, to the point that we'll just accept our loss and try harder next time. There will be no next time. Okay. We underestimated them, but I assure you they underestimate us. At least I pray they do. I pray that we will continue to fight. If that 10-15% chance that Joe Biden is actually fully elected and becomes the president, if that happens, God forbid, then we still have to fight this. We have to fight them. The fight becomes bigger. And if President Trump wins, as I expect he will, we still have to fight. Okay, we've been blessed with information. We now know who the enemy is. They've had to play so many of their cards. I'm sure they would have loved to have kept, you know, William Barr in as attorney general. That would have been wonderful to them, right? Oh, they would have loved it. But they had to play that card to try to tamp down, to give the left more ammunition to say, oh, voter fraud doesn't exist. Nothing to see here. Ignore the man behind the curtain. They needed to play that card. They've played hard. If they have more cards, I don't know what to do about that. The executive order from 2018 may come into play. The only reason I don't mention it, it may be the Moab, okay? The only reason I don't mention it is because there's a lot of gray area with what exactly it can and cannot do. And we're talking about sanctions. We're not talking about, you know, about a redo. It's not like, okay, cool, well, the executive order says that we need to redo the election. It's not that simple, guys. Listen, Supreme Court is extremely powerful. Legislation from Capitol Hill is extremely powerful. Executive orders are not. They're just not. Okay, they just don't have the same teeth. And both legislation and the Supreme Court can shoot down executive orders. As a matter of fact, state legislators can shoot down executive orders locally. And even local judges or federal judges, district judges can shoot down executive orders, as we've seen throughout President Trump's career. Okay, as long as he's been in D.C., he's always, you know, the left, it's like, okay, which radical progressive activist judge are we going to tap this time to shoot down the quote-unquote Muslim ban or whatever? The only reason I'm not saying the 2018 executive order isn't going to work or isn't going to be the Moab or isn't going to be in play. That is just to get evidence that is so in your face, slam it into the faces and ears and eyes and mouths of every member of Congress and say, do your damn job. If you deny this one, we've already given you thousands of others that you've somehow been able to ignore. You can't ignore this. Because if you ignore this, I don't even want to get into the what if. Let's find the Moab. Okay, let's just get the Moab out there. Lord willing. Okay, a lot of conversations in the chat. I really need to go. I hope that you guys didn't have to listen to the boy. I know he's come in. He has this. Maybe it's because I'm too loud. Okay, maybe I'm too close to it. I need to just set up in a different room someday. I just like sitting on this couch, and the couch happens to be down the hall from his room, but whatever. I hope you guys didn't have to suffer through, well, maybe not suffer, didn't have to listen to him, the three-year-old, because he woke up early from his nap. Maybe he didn't even nap at all. Who knows? But I do need to go. Last call for questions. I'll give it 2 minutes to get some questions in there, and then I'll tell another joke. I'm just kidding. I won't make you hear another joke. See, the KGB, they said, you know, pushed him, and the Fox said, all right, I'm the rabbit. Simone says, if Trump prevails, I will start going to church. You know what? If Trump doesn't prevail, you better start going to church. One way or the other. Trump wants the Patriots to meet in Washington on the 6th. I wonder what he has up his sleeve. I don't think he has anything up his sleeve. Okay. Not for that. Because all it is just a show of force. And he is the best when it comes to that stuff. It is about making sure that everybody in Congress knows that the people are watching. I don't think he has a plan. I think that's the day that they vote. Well, I guess they don't vote. Well, they'll vote on the contested. Anyway, he wants them to know that the people back him. That's just how Trump operates. Bo Elsa, still the same. Still the same, Bo. You know where I've been at. Nothing's changed. Okay. The only thing that's changed, again, so to be clear, and I know I've said it before, I'll say it again tonight, 85 to 90% sure that President Trump's going to win. 10 to 15% has to be acknowledged because there is a possibility that Joe Biden will win. The truth is still on our side. It has been. It will be. Let's see. Carl says, yeah, Trump wants to see a large number of supporters because, again, you know, this is about optics. He wants them, the people that will be voting, to know. This isn't an intimidation play. You know, he's not calling on riots. You know, the left will riot. The left. Restaurants are closing in D.C., and everything is boarded up as well. I wonder why. Why is the Overstock guy in the picture? You know, because he has, talking about Byrne, he has taken an interest in this and put a lot of money into trying to find data, and he's used his connections to get in. He was in the Oval Office meeting with Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, Pat Cipollone the other day, Mark Meadows. They were all there, and he was there too for 4.5 hours. In the Oval Office. Why is he there? Because he has data. He has information. At least he claims he does. I don't know what to make of him. Yeah, I really don't. He seems like, I know he's trying. I know he's a patriot. I know he's trying really hard. He's putting money into it. He's putting his money where his mouth is. Is he legit? Does he have real stuff? Maybe. We'll see. Or maybe we won't see. You know, maybe there's a ploy for all we know. You know, to get him back in the spotlight for summer. I don't know. You know, but I do know that he's not on my list of potential enemies at this point. Okay. Not like Mitch McConnell, not like William Barr, not like people who have been quote unquote on our side, or so we thought. Not like Fox News, Washington Examiner. Okay. So did Oregon's protest mean anything valid to you today? I don't know. I didn't see it. I was unaware of it. So apologies for that. I try to keep my finger on as many pulses as possible, but there are many pulses. I think people would be amazed. I read and or at least scan through approximately, because we counted them, approximately 170 stories per day. That does include some videos, which I always put on double time. I miss details sometimes, and I do miss stories sometimes. I don't know what happened in Oregon today. I'm assuming there was a protest about lockdowns. Okay, Oregon's not one of the contested states, but they are an extraordinarily locked down state. I'm assuming that they're not, maybe they were there doing methamphetamines, which are decriminalized, even though, you know, eating turkey on Christmas together, that is still criminal in Oregon. Crazy stuff. Let's see. Anything else? No? Very good. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode, and hopefully Tammy will join me next time. But in the meantime, stand by. Now I've got to look into this. Jay says, Patriots broke into the governor's office? Really? Ugh. That's a little crazy. Was she there? I need to look it up now. Wow. I will look it up. All right. Maybe we'll cover that later tonight. In the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.